I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. After the Super Bowl airs this weekend, the Fox Television Network is introducing a new cartoon series, American Dad. If you watch their other animated series, Family Guy, you'll have some sense of the tone. It's irreverent. That's because both shows are created by the same person. Here's Day to Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein with a review.
At first blush, Family Guy and American Dad seem to have way too much in common. Both cartoons were created by Seth MacFarlane and center on a wacky family with a few members you aren't likely to find across your average dinner table. Take, for example, Brian, the character from the old show, Family Guy. He's a jaded, martini-swilling cut-up who also happens to be a dog. That's right, a canine. And wouldn't you know it, the new series American Dad has a talking pet of its own, Klaus, a goldfish who not only speaks, but with a heavy German accent.
Oh, Francine, I can see your Schmutzplätzchen.
The similarities don't end there. My favorite Family Guy character is Stewie, a baby who happens to sound like, of all people, the British actor Rex Harrison. American Dad finds inspiration from another forgotten voice with Roger, an overweight alien who lives with the show's Smith family.
Have you managed to contact your home planet yet?
Oh, you know, I was going to do it yesterday, but I got distracted. VH1 was running this I Love the 80s marathon. Do you know Lou Ferrigno was deaf? I don't know, somehow it's hard to take him as seriously. Oh, hey, Francine, did you get those pecan sandies I asked for?
Oh, Roger, I'm sorry. I was at the market yesterday and I forgot.
Pretty sure I asked for pecan sandies.
For those of you who recall comedians from the 1970s, Roger sounds an awful lot like Paul Lynde. But that's where the parallels end. American Dad takes aim at a target that Family Guy rarely approaches, politics. You see, our title character, Stan Smith, happens to be a right-wing nut. He is a CIA operative so obsessed with the threat of terrorism, he frisks his own daughter. He brings a gun to bed and insists his wife sleep with a machete. And don't get Stan started on the color-coded terrorist alert.
Francine, you be very careful out there today. We're at terror alert orange, which means something might go down somewhere in some way at some point in time. So look sharp!
American Dad might seem like just another wacky family cartoon at first, but its political satire is more pointed than anything I've seen on TV outside Comedy Central's The Daily Show. The Iraqi occupation, Osama bin Laden, negative campaigns. This show goes after every sacred cow George Bush holds dear. And it's all channeled through the addled brain of Stan Smith, a full-blown caricature of knee-jerk conservatism if there ever was one. But despite all these positives, I'd be shocked if American Dad made it. It is very tough to launch a cartoon on broadcast television. The premiere of the show may have the plum time slot right after the Super Bowl, but so did Family Guy back in 1999, and that show has been pulled off the air 3 times and counting. But American Dad does have something Family Guy never quite had: urgently topical relevance. Maybe, just maybe, that will be enough to let it stick around.
Andrew Wallenstein is an editor at The Hollywood Reporter. American Dad premieres Sunday on Fox, right after the Super Bowl.